Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
So we have in the past spent many cumulative hours looking at TikTok videos together. Time, not really time well spent, time wasted, pitifully and terribly wasted. The point is, we're going to watch some more TikTok videos today. Only this time, we're plunging all the way down into the depths, the bowels of TikTok to discover and analyze the saddest, most disturbed, most deranged community of all. Those are the male feminists on TikTok. It won't surprise you to learn that there are many male feminists on TikTok, and they have made all kinds of videos. Things are about to get very depressing in a hurry. So let's start here.
If you think that being a feminist makes you any less of a man, you're admitting that your version of masculinity requires the oppression of women.
What? No, it requires the oppression of you. You're someone who should be oppressed for the good of mankind as a male feminist. Or maybe simply ejected off of the earth and into the void of space. I don't know. I'm fine with that compromise. I mean, that works too. Notice, by the way, this guy's username is a turtleneck emo. So he's literally combined the two worst things humanity ever invented and put them into one username. Anyway, does being a feminist make you less of a man? Of course it does. Because men are meant to be strong, they're meant to be leaders. And by calling yourself a feminist, you are proudly showing off not only your intellectual moral weakness, but your collectivist mentality as well. So yes, that makes you certainly less of a man. And we'll see more examples of that as we continue along. Okay, let's look at the next one.
Sorry, tough guys. It's part two of A Day in the Life of a Stay-at-Home Husband. When I say check your misogyny at the door, I mean it. It's the weekend, so you know I gotta let my queen sleep in, so I make her some pancakes. She likes them with chocolate chippies in them. After I flip the script on these gender norms, she wakes up to a hot plate of pancakes. On Sundays, we strip the sheets, and then I load the dishwasher. Next, I borrow my wife's credit card and I go get some groceries. I check those eggs. I check out, make my way home, and put the groceries away. The fridge organized with all her favorite drinks and snacks, and then I take the trash out to where the men go. Don't strain yourself, queen. You work too hard. You know the drill. Follow to end the patriarchy.
Speaking of being less of a man, stay-at-home husband, not even a stay-at-home dad, which is already a dubious proposition in and of itself. This dude's not taking care of kids. This is called being a useless deadbeat. That's what that's called. You know what I really call it? I call it, your wife is cheating on you.
Damn!
That's what I would call it. Or she will anyway, if she's not already. And I mean that sincerely and seriously, because even if she kind of enjoys the frills of having her husband play housemaid, and she likes the chocolate chippies and tolerates the fact that you call them chippies.
She likes them with
chocolate chippies.
The fact is that she doesn't respect you, and marriages cannot survive intact, absolutely cannot survive if the wife does not respect the husband. When you're not leading and you're not providing and you're not being useful and you're not fulfilling your role as a man, the role that has animated men and given us purpose since time immemorial to fight for our families and for our women and to provide for them, you know, to back in the old days, you were going out and you were hunting and you were bringing back the game that you killed. And now it's a different kind of hunting. You go out into the work world and you earn a living and you bring back that paycheck and you take care of your family. That's what women respect. Now, there are feminists, of course, who think that they shouldn't respect men at all, really, but especially shouldn't respect men on that basis. So they try to talk themselves out of that, but they can't. Because it's an innate biological impulse. So if you're not doing that, she won't respect you, and that's when the marriage will fall apart. But otherwise, great plan. All right, let's continue.
Doc, I broke my arm. You gotta help me.
Oh my God, get this man to surgery.
Hi, I have broken my arm.
Oh my God, have you? Can't help but feel it wouldn't have broken if you'd lost weight.
You see how that misogyny basically doesn't exist anymore in our country? Because if it did, you wouldn't have to invent totally fictional examples of it like this. If you come to the doctor with a broken arm as a woman, they're gonna lecture you for being overweight. Besides, obesity can cause broken arms. What if you busted through a trampoline or something? You know, so that can happen. But this is invented misogyny, which shows you that that it basically doesn't exist anymore. The demand, just like with hate crimes, and that's how you get Jussie Smollett, the demand for misogyny is greater than the supply. Here's some trivia for you. What is both the best-selling book of all time and the best-selling book each and every year? My book, Johnny the Walrus. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually the Bible. And I think we all have to recognize the wisdom of the Bible and that has stood the test of time. We also should know that it's well worth everyone's time to read this jewel of a book. But having time to read anything these days is proving more and more difficult. That's why the audio Bible app Dwell exists. That's why I use it every day. The 5-star app makes it so easy to get into the Bible by providing a world-class listening experience that you have to hear and see to believe. You just have to try it for yourself. Go to dwellapp.io/Walsh to try Dwell for free for 7 days. This audio Bible app includes 12 different narrators, each with a unique accent, which always keeps your listening experience fresh. It has all of your favorite Bible versions, the NIV, the NKJV, the ESV, the NRSV, the KJV, and many more. You can weave in beautiful instrumental music in the background if you like. It even has a really handy read-along feature that combines both sight and sound for increased comprehension. We all know we need to get more into the Bible. We need to spend more time in it each day. It can be hard sometimes to find the time for it. Dwell makes it a lot easier to find that time, and it makes the listening experience a pleasure. So go now to dwellapp.io/Walsh and try Dwell free for 7 days and begin your journey of rediscovering wisdom and truth found in this timeless book.
Hey lady, so is there any statistical proof you can give me that women have it worse than men and men?
Women are 47% more likely to suffer severe injuries in car crashes because safety features are designed for men. 33,000 girls become child brides every day. Women in rural parts of Africa spend 40 billion hours a year collecting water. At the rate we're going, it will take 108 years to close the gender pay gap. As of right now, only 6 countries give women equal legal work rights as men. And for every female film character, there are 2.24 more men. Just your friendly neighborhood feminist trying to knock down toxic masculinity. Doing my best. Ta, 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 da, da, da. Doing my best. Ta, 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 da, da, da.
Oh my God. So we have a whole bunch of claims here. Safety features on vehicles are designed for men, he says. I don't know what he's talking about with that. Even if that was true, by the way, wouldn't that be kind of interesting? Like, because people like him would, I'm sure, also tell me that men can actually be women and they can compete against women in sports, and that in that context, there's no inherent difference between males and female bodies, and we're all the same. So which is it? If you're saying that the male and female body are different and cars are more designed with the male body in mind, it seems to suggest that there is a difference between the bodies. So you kind of have to decide. Also, as for child brides, that is a real problem in the world. Take that up with fundamentalist Islam, where, by the way, young boys don't fare too well either. Women in rural Africa collect lots of water. Okay, what are the men doing? How many hours do they spend hunting or farming or performing other manual tasks? It's rural Africa. How do you think it works there? You think the men are just kicking back and relaxing? So being in a third world country is great if you're a man. They're enjoying it. It'll take 108 years to close the gender pay gap. Well, that's not true because the gender pay gap is a myth. And there are more male film characters. Again, assuming that's true, you know, and you got to take all this with a grain of salt. So
what?
You're trying to prove that it's harder to be a woman in America in the year 2021. And one of the pieces of evidence that you choose is that allegedly there are more male film characters. That makes a woman's life harder? Is that when they turn on TV to watch a movie, they see more male characters? What does that cause, like physical pain, emotional anguish? Well, I will see all of those statistics, dubious as they may be, and I will raise you this. The majority of homeless people are men. The majority of prison inmates are men. The majority of homicide victims are men. The majority of violent crime victims are men. The majority of high school dropouts are men. Males are more likely to die by suicide, more likely to be injured on the job, more likely to have the kinds of physically demanding jobs where you get injured in the first place. So there's all that. There's the suicide and homelessness, and drug addiction, and unemployment, dropping out of school, all the, you know, in prison. And that's kind of tough. But on the other hand, at least we have more film characters that are the same sex as us. Okay. Okay, I don't think that was a man on second thought. I can't be too sure. As far as the idea that men shouldn't chime in on abortion, I mean, just shut up.
Shut the f*** up!
Okay, let's run through the problems with that claim one more time. Number one, you can't do that anymore. As we just talked about with the car thing, you believe that there are no differences between the male and female bodies, that it's fluid. You believe that you could have a male body and still be a woman, and that you're just as much a woman as any other woman. So you can't play this card anymore. That's been taken from you. It's gone. It's not in the deck anymore. You can't play it. Also, men decided Roe v. Wade. So if we're going to get rid of male opinions on abortion, that means we're getting rid of Roe v. Wade. Men also are 50% of the ingredients needed to create an unborn child, which you would also think would give us a stake in the question. All right, I'm going to have an aneurysm if we watch too many more of these. We'll do one more.
Urban legend, Club King, I'ma sing to you. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business. Mind your business.
I'm honestly not sure if that was a man either. I'm not saying that to be funny. I really don't know. And I believe in the biological differences between the sexes, but I'll admit that sometimes male feminists can test my faith in that idea. And yet again, we get the men shouldn't have an opinion on X subject thing, you know. So what we see is that to be a feminist man is to be a neutered man, a controlled man, a man shorn of personality and identity, a baby-faced, ball-less, simpering eunuch. This, after all, is the objective of feminism, to destroy men, destroy manhood. Male feminists are the utopian ideal of manhood, according to feminism, because they are manhood without manhood. They are the absence of manhood. They are a void, a monstrosity, a disgrace, an embarrassment to their fathers and their ancestors. Other than that, you know, male feminism is great.